Welcome back to Not Just a Nurse Podcast. You're here with Nurse Jax and another wonderful guest.
Hi, this is Nurse Jax, back with Not Just a Nurse Podcast. We are here today, and you guys are going to find out all about me because I'm allowing my besties, Jill and Terry, to interview me. It's already going to be... Oh, boy. So, anyway... Terry, no sound effects. All right, so we're going to get started.
Okay, so I'm going to get started. First of all, just we want to really get to know who you are, Jackie. I mean, we want to know, but we want to share with everyone who you are, right? So we'll start by asking, what's your full name?
My full name is Jacqueline Tanya Simone Hunter.
Okay, and where are you from originally? Where were you born?
Okay, so I was born in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. And everybody say, oh, born in Kingston. But yes, I was born in Kingston. I'm typical. No, it's not one hospital in Jamaica. But I was born in Kingston, and I grew up in Clarendon with my grandmother.
Okay, and do you have... brothers, sisters?
Yes, I have three brothers and one sister.
Okay. All right. And where do you reside currently?
I live in Long Island, New York.
How long have you been here?
7 years.
Okay. Where were you prior to that?
You really want to know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I moved around a lot. First, I lived in Jamaica as a child, of course. My parents migrated to the United States. I don't even remember when, but I know me and my older brother, Junior, which is, he's now Anthony, long story. But Anthony and I, we grew up in Jamaica. My parents came to find a better life for us, so they left us in Jamaica with a friend whom... I didn't like too much. So we ended up with my grandmother in the country. And I think that was some of my best years. Then we moved here to reunite with my parents in 1980. After that, I stayed in Brooklyn, went to school in Brooklyn, high school, junior high school. Then I went to Stony Brook, where in high school I met Terry. Terry, how did we meet in high school?
Well, I think in math class, was Miss Sylvester our math
teacher? Sylvester was our math teacher.
A math class.
And how did we meet? Tell them the story.
Oh, so we were in math class and we were sitting next to each other and Miss Sylvester was calling the roll. And at that time, Jackie's older brother, Junior, was going by his first name, which was Hilbert. I still find that funny, but I started laughing. And Jackie laughed along with me at her brother. And we were besties ever since.
Yeah. And that was in 10th grade. I was in 10th grade. And Terry was an upperclassman. She was in the 12th grade.
Yeah.
So I was hanging out with the mature crowd.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And what were you interested in back then, even in school at that point? What would you say you were most interested in as a subject?
Nursing. I was in the MedSci program. Mm-hmm. It's a program that, you know, back in our days, high schools used to have like programs. They had a flight program there. They had the MedSci program. They had a home ec program. They had the automotive programs. I don't think they do that too much anymore in high school, but I was in the MedSci program because I wanted to be a nurse. So we would go to the hospital 3 times for the month or something like that, like every Wednesday or every Friday. And that's where I started my nursing journey, really. But to go back to Jill's earlier question about moving around. So after I moved here, I then lived in New York up until I graduated from college. And then I moved to Georgia in 1997, January 1997. And then after Georgia, I spent 14 years there. I got married. I had my children. And then I got divorced. And then I moved back to New York, where I'm most comfortable because my friends, my family, my mom is here, so forth and so on. So,
speaking of children, how many children do you have?
So I have 4 children. I have 2 boys and 2 girls. My oldest boy is 21. He's in college. He's doing his last year. He has 1 more year of college. My other son is 17. He's getting ready to go to college. And then I have 2 girls, 15 and 14.
Okay. And if you were to use one word to describe each of your kids, what would it be?
One word. One word for each of them. So Mitchell, I would say he's funny. Malachi, interesting. Destiny, boisterous. And Dion, a foodie.
Okay, interesting. So I'm sure that your kids probably are taking a lot of who they're becoming from being with mom. Okay, so you just mentioned that you were in Atlanta or Georgia and you moved up here and then you kind of started your life with the kids. So what do you do professionally?
Professionally, I'm a nurse.
Okay, so do you enjoy what you do?
Absolutely. I can't see myself doing anything else. But it didn't start like when I was in Atlanta, I did educating. I was an educator in like a medical setting, you know, like medical assistant, dental assistant. My UEI family, I spent 10 years doing that. So I know like anywhere I started out as an instructor, then I became the program chair, then I went to career service, then I became the associate director of education. And then I kind of maxed out there. So I left and I just started practicing my truth.
So what is your educational background? What did you qualify in school with when it comes to nursing?
Okay, so I have a bachelor's in nursing and I have a master's in public health.
Okay, so you've been practicing nursing for how many years now?
24, 25.
Wow, that's a pretty long time. What would you say an average day of work is for you?
Okay, so I'll walk you through my day. I go to work. First, I get up, get ready, wake up all the kids, make sure you get on your remote, make sure you get on your remote. I leave out and I'm leaving them home and I'm driving to work. On my ride to work, usually I'm talking to Jill or Terry or Denise and I'm on the phone and I get to work. As soon as I get to work, I log in to my computer. I get the roster of all the patients that are on the unit. I greet all my nurses. I get in my office, check my email real quick, and then I go out on the floor. Once I go out on the floor, I'm preparing the nurses for the day. We have a quick huddle to see what patients we have, what their status is. And then after that, I kind of do my rounds, you know, checking on the patients, checking with the nurses, see what type of patients they have. Do they have any difficult patients? And then after we do that, we have a interdisciplinary huddle with the medical team, the nursing team, and we talk about what our plan is for these patients for the day. We go through each and every one of them, and we basically have a plan whether they're going to get discharged or whether they're going to stay. I may have a couple of meetings, but lately it's just literally supporting the families, answering a lot of phone calls. I'm a nurse manager, so I have to kind of do a lot of service recovery because the families aren't happy with the way that they can't see their loved ones and they have COVID. And so it's getting harder these days because now there's more patients, of course, that are coming back. The surge is going back up and more patients are sick. So by the time all of that is over and I look up, it's already 4:00 and I work 8 to 4 every day, 5 days a week. And then I pretty much try to get out of there, which is sometimes the hardest because I have to like make sure, am I going to finish this? Do I have this meeting done? Do I have this delivery done? Or whatever it is, if my boss needs something, if her boss needs something from her that needs from me, it trickles down. If my nurses need something, so I'm pulled in like 1,000 different directions. And I'm tired because the more patients that we have that are critical, the more I'm being pulled. So my day varies. It's up and down. It's never the same.
I have a question, Jackie. Before you met us, before the Jackie now, I want to take this back. What was a defining moment for you as a child? When was the first time you decided, I'm going to be a nurse?
Okay, I'm tearing up now. That question is hard. So my grandfather, who was not my biological grandfather, but the only grandfather that I knew, he used to call me nurse. And I was 5 years old. And I was his nurse because no one wanted to. He got a stroke at one point when he was younger, when I was younger. And no one wanted, you know, to do the clean his face, do the brushing of his teeth. And I would be the one. I would shave him. And I'm like, who would let me near them at that age with a razor? But my grandfather did. And we used to call him Mr. Chana. And he would always say, where's my nurse, nurse, nurse? So I think that was my defining moment. And then like growing up with him and him always relying on me and calling on me. And like, he would literally just call me nurse the whole time. So I think, you know, we don't realize that we plant seeds into children from a very young age. Yes. And I think he planted that seed in me. And so my entire, like, people don't know what they're going to be. You know, my son is in college, almost ready to graduate, and he really don't have it down pat yet. He doesn't know what he wants to be, but I knew what I wanted to be because of my grandfather. Mm-hmm. Since I was about 5 or 6 years old. So that was my defining moment.
Well, you know, that's so interesting. And I know as your friend, I have taken advantage a lot of learning and growing and asking. I have two kids of my own. And anytime anything happens to them, I call Jax and say, what do I do? What should I do? How should I fix this? But I'm interested in knowing what made you interested in starting this podcast?
Well, just like Jill just said, like, I'm always being asked, what do I do when this is? I'm that person in everyone's life. Like I said, I'm not just a nurse. I do hair. Hair is my therapy. Like, when I do, I have my customers that will never leave me. No matter, I moved to Georgia, I came back to New York, they're coming back now because something happens when they're in that chair and I'm talking to them. We talk, we share the most intimate. If you guys know, you have a stylist, you share the most intimate journey, and we're not just gossiping. We're talking about life-changing moments. We're talking about, oh my goodness, let's start this business. Let's do this thing. Let's impact each other's lives in so many ways. Along the way, I've met so many people that has, you know, asked me for my opinion or my help, and I was able to help them. And I find it to be my most rewarding. I'm so rewarded when I see, oh yeah, it's happening for you. So the other day, I work per diem at this other hospital, and I went. And when I was working full time there first. And so I went to the hospital and I saw a couple of people that I've hired. They were working on the floor, and I actually worked a evening shift. So I went to my job and then I went there and I worked there from like 4 to midnight. And some of them was at work. And I know that they came in as temporary employees and now they got a job and they're like, oh my God, you don't know how much you changed my life. I'm going back to nursing school. I'm doing so good. And then I took a trip to go see my cousins in Maryland. And on my ride there, I was listening to Stacey Abrams' book, which is Leading from Behind. And I think that was the pivotal moment for me that I can do more. I want to do more than just have those talks in my beauty chair or have those touch one life here, one life there. I just wanted to do more, to touch more lives. And I said, oh, I should do a podcast. I love to talk, clearly. Mm-hmm. And people listen to me. So why not try to change lives on a bigger scale? And so that's why I said, this is a podcast. And that's why I'm doing it. I want everybody to be the best version of themselves, not of someone else, but just pull out that idea in from out of you, pull out, birth that business, birth that life, go back to school, do more. Because I think if you touch one life, they'll touch more. And I just want to touch as many lives as I can through this podcast.
And what do you think qualifies you to be able to give such information?
My heart. It's in the right place. Mm-hmm. It's not my education. It's not my journey. It's my heart. Anybody who really knows me, if I'm for you, I am 100% for you. If you're not for me, then I can't impact your life, you know. But if I'm going to help you change your life, I'm all in. And that's just who I am. I'm just always all in. Mm-hmm. You agree?
I agree.
You agree?
100%.
Yeah. They have to say that.
we're looking for, and I'm excited that, you know, you can share that exactly what you said, your experiences and who you are and who Jackie is with others. And I'm willing to share.
You're going to share? She doesn't like to share. Me.
Oh.
No, Terry's the real comedian. She's not being, she's trying to be coy tonight, but she's the real comedian here.
Well, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to, you know, many, many more conversations. And definitely, I would say, you know, to the audience, feel free to express or ask any questions you may have or any concerns you may have, because it's just the right place to be.
I agree.
You gotta say a little more than I agree.
I think this is going to be a great platform for you, Jax. I know that as
oh, and by the way, she gave me the name Jax.
Yeah.
That was Terry is responsible for Nurse Jax.
I am the originator of
Jax. She's the originator of Jax.
I think I've given everyone their name. Everyone's name is either shortened or changed. But I think this is going to be a good platform for you, Jax, because as Jill said, she's willing to share. I think over the years, that's what we do. We eat and we talk.
And that's what we did today.
I feel like we are sharing Nurse Jax podcast, because we have, over the years, have had very, very life-changing conversations, not only conversations, but, you know, just planning different aspects of our lives. And I think we've shared as friends so many life-changing moments. The death of each of our parents. We have lost parents.
We've all lost a parent.
You know, we all went through divorce. You know, I think at one point we all were starting new jobs within days
of
each other. And it's just very comforting to know that when you have like these life-changing moments, you have, for us, that platform where you could discuss and dissect and kind of just, you know, get sound advice. And not a lot of people have that. And if you don't have that in the intimate circle, then certainly tuning into a podcast like this, where it is just one of those safe places, it will be a safe space where you can get sound information. And even with will there be a place where people could like leave comments or suggestions for topics? I think that would be really cool too. So I'm very excited. I think the first podcast was great, and I'm just looking forward tuning in and also giving topic ideas that you can explore as you have more guests, interesting guests to discuss topics with. So
yeah,
looking forward to it all.
Well, there you go. You know a little more about me than you did before. And I couldn't think of a better two better people to interview me, because they know me and, you know, I'm able to be myself. And that's what this is about. You know, us being ourselves in our most authentic person, like, and that's what's important. You have to, if you want an authentic result, you got to bring your authentic self. Mm-hmm. You can't bring your fake self to a party and think you're going to get a real man or a real experience or a real friendship. You have to bring yourself, your authentic self, and you'll get out of it your authentic experience. So we are here on Nurse Jack's, Not Just a Nurse podcast. And we are ready to answer. I'm ready to answer your questions. You can drop a question on any of my sites, on Facebook, Instagram. It's all Nurse Jack's podcast. So feel free to chip in and join and comment and ask questions. And we'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in with Nurse Jack's at Not Just a Nurse podcast. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to Buzzsprout, Apple, and Spotify. Send your requests and your questions for a chat with Jax. Be safe out there.